Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships. This is episode 38, and the topic is love enough to hold down the fort? As a love and relationship coach and psychotherapist and a Tantra Wisdom High Priestess educator, and Tantra Wisdom is my work, I'm going to say yes and no. Is love and sex enough to hold down the fort? Is sex enough? Is love enough? Well, first of all, we have to come to what it depends on is how you value love and what have the experiences that you have come from in your upbringing. Were you the type to receive a lot of love growing up? Were your relationships balanced over the course? Did you have a lot of affection and touch? Was love a priority? Was sex a priority in most of your affairs or relationships? And now you've met the beloved. And is love enough to hold down the fort? If you learn Tantra wisdom work, Tantra, you will learn that love is purely enough. It is the divine sacredness that we go beyond and we let go of the material world. We let go of we come into the ethereal world where we're just relying on spirit and divineness and sacredness. Of course, the world is there and we must come down and be in reality, but staying connected to the spirit more and refining that spirit over and over so that the love in you becomes you. And as a Tantra teacher, love becomes you. You become love. And that is when you know that you are understanding the value of love. So what is the value of love? Is love enough for couples? Is love enough for that long-term relationship or that short-term relationship? Or is it sexual based? Well, if you have a big family and you're raising a family and you have children and you have a lot of goals and responsibilities, surely love can thrive and carry you through. But if you have a lot of money obstacles in the way and things of that nature, then sometimes love can go by the wayside. And this is where Tantra comes in to help you to keep the balance, to keep it together. Working somatically with the experience of your life, of your feelings. And again, I know when we're on the run and we're in these, relationships where we're focusing more on not the relationship, not the love, but say raising a family or our jobs, then love is not going to be there. Love needs work is what I'm saying. You need to work love. So the idea of, you know, once we let go of the idea that love has to look a certain way, and in doing this, we can set our heart free. So love does not have to look a certain way. But you want to set the heart free because love is special and divine and it holds a high reverence. But we want to cultivate this. And to cultivate this, you need to do the work. And the work is starting out with the emotions, tapping into those dormant emotions, the hidden shadow, tapping into your old experiences, embodying the truth, coming forward into who you are, so Tantra is one journey to get you there. There are many ways to address this and target this or focus on something that you would want to be working on yourself, but working in Tantra is a prime area of work because it covers a lot of different areas: emotions, communication, the passion, bringing that passion alive again in your being. Now, again, some relationships are solely based on sex and others are solely based on love, but there has to be the balance. And there has to be a balance in your relationships if you're the type that is more open-minded and the other one is closed-minded. So you have the one that's anchored and the other one that is always looking for variety or making change in a relationship. So these are the things that we want to harness and understand through communication. And once you have this understanding of what love is, and the idea that love has to look a certain way, you have to let go of that, but having the value of what love is, then we can learn about adjustment, adaptation, on teaching each other and asking for what you want, and understanding and harnessing together, basking in your desires. So love requires compatibility. Of course it does. But you don't have to have everything in common, but there has to be a source of compatibility where the support thrives from, rooted in that something you will understand about each other, not punishing your partner for things that they may have had a wild past or some past that's something that you're not turned on by or you're turned off by, or you're not feeling comfortable because they might have had a past that was not of your liking. But what we do when we understand the value of love is that we forgive ourselves and them, and we stop punishing each other for all their mistakes in life. We look to each other for and giving them that love and support that they have come a long way. They have moved mountains. They've come across the journey, and here they are, and this is where you meet. There is always going to be compromise. Communication is key in any relationship. Compliancy. How much do you comply with each other? I'm not saying you have to agree with each other for everything, but there should be some compliancy there. Self-improvement and self-examination will come once you tap into the truth of the value of love. So love has a value. Love is like a dollar. Love is like money. So if you look at love in the light that it is worthy, then you will have a different understanding. You will let go of the material world in the sense of that you must have everything. You must have, you know, all the riches to go along with it. But love and the power of sex are the riches. So keeping that in mind, but you must understand, do the work, and start to read. I'm Anita DeFrancesco. This is Discover Joyous Love, my podcast. I'm a psychotherapist, but I'm a love and relationship coach and a tantra educator. My work is tantra wisdom. I'm a high priestess tantra educator, and I have done the work. Love to me is a high reverence. It is a power. It is an ideal, and it is something that I honor and worship in myself. And that is where you begin. There are different stages when it comes to love. You may meet the beloved, you may have the puppy love, or you may just jump into sex. But whatever the stage is, you want to be present. You want to honor it and allow it to develop fluidly and slowly. And I know that the sexual revolution has really pushed forward sexualness, the sexual being, but has made us a little bit less attentive to the emotion of love. Now remember, love is a high-powered emotion. And sex is an emotion. It can be a physical sport, it can be a pickup, whatever it is, but it is a high-powered emotion that people tend to suppress it when they don't act out of the emotional connection that is there. Whether it is something that's going to last or not is here nor there, okay? Because remember, we set the heart free and we understand what love is. And that is the page that is easily to be on if we don't get attached. So the different stages and priorities in respect to the self-awareness, growth, maturity, development, all of these things during the beginning stages of meeting your beloved or someone that would be the love of your life, or you would want to make them your soulmate, you have to work the priorities. And we begin with intention and attention. So there's always the attention first, the attention, the glorification, the gratifying and the paying attention to your partner and attending. But what about the intention? Is that intention there or is it false? Is it alive or is it buried? Is it the shadow, the dormantness that lives behind the brain in the occipital bone, down, way down in the lower chakra? So what we want to do is get to this intention and superimpose it with the attention so that we align the spirit, the thought, the feeling, the emotion, all of it, the actions, and manifestation happens. And happiness can be, and blissfulness can be an end result. How about that? An end result, blissfulness and happiness, right? The quality of our relationships determines the quality of our life, or the quality of our life determines the quality of our relationships. So we must address the life, the issues, your character, the fabric of your emotional state, the fabric of your character. What are you living with? What have you experienced? What is the trauma that you come from your childhood? Or were you bullied in school? All of these things. People want to know why relationships are so hard and so tough, because we have to go back. We have to go back and look at the truth of the self. And when you meet the beloved, you will look at the truth with that beloved. You will see that twin flame. You will look at them. But if you're not ready or healed emotionally, it won't work. So you better hope you meet the person when you're older in life, because by that point, you should have been done with some of your healing or most of it. How to balance our freedom? How to balance? I say in a relationship, you have an open-mindedness and you have a closed-mindedness person. You have one person that's more grounded, stayed, more anchored. You have the other person that always likes variety, always is adventurous, wild, and likes change more. So how do we balance this out? Well, of course, you complement one another. You know, you share. If that person is more grounded and closed-minded and you're open-minded and you like doing more exciting things, and you bring them into your life as they bring you into theirs. And there's this constant push and pull, this constant dance that goes on. And what I call it is freedom within structure. Having the freedom, but having the structure, having the base. Now, a lot of children, they grew up in dysfunctional environments, as I did. And there was no structure. There was no groundedness. And I had to learn over the years to understand that I had an adventurous nature to travel, to go places, to be, my brain was fully open, and I wanted to just be, check out everything in the world, have all the variety that I can. But I never had the groundedness, because in the family home, that did not exist because of the dysfunction. So what I teach people in any relationship, or even in a family, if you're starting out a family with children, is to learn how to have what we call this, creating that freedom and that chaos, but yet knowing that there's this groundedness and balance. So one of us has to hold the fort down. So the topic today is love enough to hold down the fort? Well, if there's freedom within structure, love can be enough. But then we want the desire, the change. And this is where, when you're in a relationship, when you say, some people are concerned about, you know, infidelity and that kind of thing in relationships, because desire is always there. And your partner, whether it's a he or a she, looking at someone else or wanting to experiment and experience another human being. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But then we want, this is part of the change and the desire and the freedom, which is necessary for the growth. It is absolutely necessary for growth. It's not necessary to go out and cheat on your partner, but within certain parameters and criteria and conversation, and there's all kinds of things like polyamory, and if you come to you put your heads together so that you can both experience the growth of what it is in you that needs that attention, intention, that balance. Let's take a breath, folks. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love. I'm Anita DeFrancesco. This is episode 38. Is love enough to hold down the fort? I'm going to say yes and no, depending on where you are in your journey and how many relationships have you had, and how many times have you been hurt, and how many times have you hurt someone, and where it all lead you to right now. Are you aligning the physical, spiritual, emotional? Is there a manifestation? The same stuck and flexible verse, let's venture out. So you have a stuck-it person, a closed-minded one who can't budge. They just can't bend. Well, let's put them in a yoga class. Maybe that will bend the brain a little bit. But then you have the other one who wants to venture out all the time. And so you must learn how to complement and push and pull and dance around this with each other if you want it to work. Because opposites do attract. And opposites are good, because you start to open up to those other areas of yourself that someone else is supporting that growth. Now, you don't want someone, if you're the type to venture out and be open-minded, to like put you down and clamp you down and control you. If it's becoming of that, then that's unhealthy. So you have to be able to look at the signs of what's healthy and what isn't. The more practical elements of relationships are just as important to the success of a relationship. So relationships require success. I look at love as a dollar bill. Love is as powerful as money, because the riches are in the love and the sexual power, the sexual energy. And the sexual energy is the most forceful energy of all. And this is wealth. This is wealth. It is wealth, not immaterial. So we must honor that in a high reverence and look at it. And that is where I am, in that divine sacredness of course we like things and all of that. I'm not going away from all of that. We all love material and new cars and new smartphones, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not where I'm going. I'm just going that let's harness in, let's learn about love. Our world is falling apart. It is falling apart because the sacred spirit of love is not there. It is not, people don't understand. We're losing compassion and gratitude. And people are just, you know, as you see with the crime in the world, there's, when there's more crime, there's less love. There's more hate. So you're both willing to compromise, okay? And it does take an effort. It can work. Compromising and complying with one another is part of the support and the forgiveness and acceptance and the surrender in any relationship. And there will always be a lot of forgiveness. And it's going to take work. So love is not enough to hold the fort down, folks. Does love conquer all? No, but it depends. It can if you work it, if you respect it, if you value it. Are you respecting love and valuing it? Now, in Tantra, what we do is we create what we call this sacred space, okay? And in the sacred space is where the both of you come together to deliberate, to come together and share and bring your thoughts together and ask for what you want. And it's called the sacred space in the relationship. And in Tantra, in my work, tantrawisdom.com, we teach you how to honor what's between you and to come back and forth, but still do come back to your own self. So you will have that freedom within structure. You'll be able to come back to your temple and not lose your identity. And this is another thing. People tend to think being in a committed relationship or with a twin flame, because there's that etheric cord there, that or that strong cord of that strong soulmate, that they lose their identity. But if you have this freedom within structure, and the attention, intention, and the love of the self, and you're able to learn through Tantra how to come back to yourself, you will never lose yourself, and you can still be in that committed relationship freely, having setting the heart free as well, and still being in it without that attachment or feeling like a codependency or a neediness, because a lot of time relationships get too attached, and that's what happens. It becomes codependent, needy, addictive-like, in a sense, but it doesn't have to be if you create this space and learn how to come back to your body temple. So I can teach you that. All must be nurtured, developed, worked on to evolve. We must have the nurturing inside, developed and worked on, the pampering, in order to evolve. So there has to be a sense of sustainment. Like I said, one partner is grounded, one is adventurous. One, you know, one is more anchored down. But be wary of the control that can disrupt the spirit of love. Be wary of the control that can disrupt the spirit of love. Working on the self is always key. You must work on yourself individually, addressing issues, challenges, deficiencies. So I'm looking at the relationship as a diet, as an economy, or as the value it would have with money. And the relationship is working with the value again. So keeping in mind that your relationship has parameters and it is worthy. There's no security in a relationship, okay? This is what I want to talk about. In any relationship, people think there is security. There is support, is what you're after. In any relationship, you want to find the support. You want to find the affection. You want to help each other to come to that point of knowing that you can hold the space for your partner. You can hold the space for each other. But as far as security, you must protect and love yourself, because in the end, in life, we're all going to die and you will be alone at some point, or you will just separate from that beloved. No one is there to give you the security that you cannot give to yourself. So the most high-powered security that you can have exists within yourself, and you have to create that. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love. This is episode 38, and is love enough to hold down the fort? I'm going to say yes and no. So protection is just a form of a feeling that you like to belong to that person, that person's family. But you need to belong to yourself. Again, the security, it's nice when your partner makes you feel secure and is there. But the real thing that you're looking for is the support. So the security comes within your own senses, your own being. But keeping in mind that security in any relationship is always temporary. But with Tantra, we learn how to come back to the body temple, and that is your power, that is your truth. So security equals honesty and commitment. But honesty and commitment, remember, we're not designed to walk the straight line. So honesty and commitment can change in people, no matter how much they present themselves to you as the perfect person, that they're going to be with you forever. So you have to keep in mind that the human character changes, but you can build something together if you work at it, and you can have these elements. You can. The relationship is the person. Valuing the power of the relationship. Now, the relationship, it actually does need love, and it needs to be put high on a pedestal. You must look at it, again, like it's money, glass, a material thing, an object, or like you said, like a diet. But it needs love, honor, reverence, and cherishing, compromising, acceptance, surrender, and mainly flexibility. Which brings us to adjustment, adaptation. Is the love worth all of this, or just moving on with the affair? Well, again, you know, affairs are great. And if the love is really there, if there's something that's keeping you together, then work at it. But if it's just something of passion, I would say have fun with it and keep it healthy. Healthy emotionally, working to support each other's needs as well. Supporting each other and sharing love so that you grow. Congruency, harmony, very important. Are you on the same page? The differences, finding the common that both of you want. Firstly, kids, whatever. You know, what is it that you want? Finding that commonality with your partner. So it brings us to some sort of an emotional maturity. And there's emotional maturity versus emotional immaturity. And emotional immaturity is someone that's stuck in the juvenile adolescent stage. And they tend to be selfish because there's a part of them that didn't understand that emotions are about sharing. And somewhere they got stuck. And maybe they had other issues along the way in their life, a lot of challenges. But that emotional immaturity would lead one to be selfish because they haven't really learned the right and wrong of emotions, because their experience of their emotions could have been frozen from a young age. So they become a little bit more narcissistic. Teach each other. Come to Tantra. Learn Tantra. And teach your partner what it is that you want. What it is that you desire. But you must communicate. Learning how to communicate your irreconceivable differences. Now, infidelity and strengthening the relationship. Infidelity is gonna, may be there and it may not, but the strengthening of the relationship is where you come back to your own power. There's a karma. What about dedicating the relationship, surrendering, acceptance, and forgiveness? So to strengthen your relationship for whatever falling outs that you have, whether it be money, cheating, or whatever, it's about the karma and coming back to dedication. The question that I have for you, and I'd like you to write some things down, and what are the parameters and the criteria for your relationship, for you as a human being first, you as an individual, and then in the partner, in the relationship. Are you happy in the relationship? Is it a lot of work? Is it draining? How do you feel? Unhappiness, weigh it out. What do you need to be happy? How about that? So you have, again, that groundedness person, and you have that other one who's the one who wants to be more open-minded and that wants to be more adventurous. So you complement each other. You're creating expansion for change. But you have to be, there has to be some awareness there on both your parts so that you can learn to learn what each other's about and take a little bit from each other, that dance, that push and pull. Value and respect. So I'm going to say that the is love enough to hold down the fort? It is enough if you understand the value of love. And it is necessary to raise healthy children when you understand the value of love. Thank you for tuning in to Discover Joyous Love. I'm Anita DeFrancesco. This is episode 38. And of course, our topic was, is love enough to hold down the fort? I have a few books, Live Free, which can be found on Amazon. My work is tantrawisdom.com. And also I have a true crime book on a first cousin I wrote, the Donna Gentile Story.com. You can find that book on Amazon if you're a true crime person who likes to read about true stories. It's a wonderful read, and it's about a young girl who ran away. So thank you for tuning in. Anita DeFrancesco, discoverjoyouslove.com.